now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time for a check of sports on this Friday, July the 8th. I'm Gary Lee. A familiar face is joining the MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball coaching staff. Dr. Walt Belcher, former coach of the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles, and also was the junior high principal. He'll be joining the Grizzly basketball head coach, Jared Fay, and assistant coach, Braxton Williams, on the bench this season. Belcher comes to the Grizzlies after spending the past six seasons as assistant coach to Charlie Wilson at Indian River State College in Fort Pierce, Florida. During his tenure, the Pioneers made their first two trips to the NJCAA Division I Men's National Basketball Championship Tournament, reaching the Elite Eight during the 2020-21 season. St. Louis Cardinals and the Braves wrapped up their series last night in Atlanta. With more on last night's game, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and it was a long day's journey in tonight for the Cardinals, but they won in 11 innings, 3-2, as Dylan Carlson didn't start the game, but he helped end it.
He was certainly the star of the game. He had three hits off the bench for the Cardinals, but more important than that, he was able to make a play in deep left center field, a play that was outstanding. It was a game saving play. He leapt up towards the wall in deep left center field, caught the ball, then doubled off the pinch runner Goslin at first. An outstanding play defensively. Sosa did one as well. Really a terrific win for the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals go home with just two wins on the road trip, but boy did they need that one facing Philadelphia, the Dodgers, and Cincinnati going to the All-Star break.
Even when it's a bad road trip, if you can end it on a good note, that could carry you forward when you go back home.
Ryan Helsley got the win. He's 5-1. Packy Naughton picked up his first Major League save. Tonight, Adam Wainwright against Zach Wheeler, the Cardinals and the Phillies. And we're on the air from Busch Stadium at 6:20.
Well, the Cardinals return home tonight, and they're going to host the Philadelphia Phillies for a four-game series. Tonight's pregame starts at 6:20. First pitch, 7:05, all on KUKU and KWPM. To help its community prepare for the upcoming school year, Ozarks Healthcare will offer free athletic physicals for student athletes entering grades 7 through 12 for the 2022-23 school year from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, July 21st at Ozarks Healthcare Therapies, located at 1111 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Local physicians, family nurse practitioners, and licensed practical nurses will conduct the physicals. Male student athletes will need to check in through the garden entrance near the Shaw Medical Building, where Ozarks Healthcare Therapies is located. Female student athletes will need to check in through the automatic sliding door located outside the Shaw Medical Building. Once checked in, students will be directed to the appropriate location to complete their athletic physicals. August 6th and 7th, Tri-River Classic will be held at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnot Municipal Golf Course. It's a two-day tournament, two-person, 36-hole scramble, $200 entry fee. There will be a Calcutta after Saturday's round of play. Tournament is limited to the first 50 teams. To sign up, contact Jeremy Haynes, 417-331-9839. And tomorrow at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnot Municipal Golf Course, it's the 15th annual women's tournament, the Patsy Wyatt Memorial Two-Lady Scramble, a 10 a.m. tee time tomorrow, and it's an $80 entry fee per team. If you would like to register, there's still time and room for you and your partner, 417-469-1214. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.